Today is Thursday, January 1st. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The annual WRCL Triviathon was played last night. Congratulations to Fearsome Foursome, who placed first with 850 points. ID10Ts placed second with 790. Ubiquitous Wayfarers placed third with 760. Holstein with Opinions placed fourth with 710 points. Party of Ten placed fifth with 700 points. Just the Facts Bra placed sixth with 690. Red Hot Trivia Peppers placed 7th with 670 points. Triple Threat and Not a Clue tied for 8th place with 630 points. Next Generation, Fairground Friends, and Hazeltine Calls for Aid tied for 10th with 620 points, followed by Awkward Geckos with 610, Rapture Ready with 600, Cedar Cats with 550, Rudolph Lips and Not Great Expectations with 540, Sorghi Sippers and Tri-County Scholars with 530, Hairball with 510, Three Stooges with 500, Pink Fluffy Unicorns with 490, Clueless with 460, Trivia Brigade with 380, Google United with 360, WFHR with 340, and Still Guessing and Lamb Not Sheep with 90 points each. 28 teams did their best to answer 36 questions during the course of the evening. Again, congratulations to all the teams that participated in WRCL's Triviathon 2025, especially Fearsome Foursome, who placed first with 850 points. The start of 2026 means some Wisconsinites are now wondering whether they can afford their health care. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Congress failed to extend enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits, which help people who buy their plans on the marketplace. More than 300,000 Wisconsinites get their coverage through healthcare.gov, and more than 90% of them qualified for these discounts. Often, these are people who don't have a traditional employer who can offer a plan, like farmers, small business owners, and people who work for themselves. On average, people saved $600 a month through these tax credits, but now some premiums are doubling or even tripling. Vaishu Jawahar with Health Policy Group Protect Our Care.
Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and just one illness or hospital visit could bankrupt them under these GOP plans.
With these tax credits in effect, only 8% of Americans were uninsured. Jawahar says under the Republican-led health plan signed last month, unaffordable health insurance will force many to forego coverage altogether. Thad Schumacher, a pharmacist from Fitchburg, says his pharmacy serves a lot of families affected by high health care costs. And now nearly 110,000 people could be at risk of losing their coverage. For a 45-year-old in Wisconsin making $62,000 a year, their premium could reach up to $2,800 a month.
For many of our patients, that's the kind of increase that means they're going to skip appointments, start rationing medication, and make choices that ultimately lead to worse outcomes and poor health. And not to mention, when we do get around to taking care of those folks, it's more expensive for everyone.
Supporters of the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act, led by House Republicans, say it'll cut costs, protect small businesses from overreach, and make healthcare more affordable by tackling middlemen. They contend Democratic efforts would have increased spending. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The U.S. Department of Justice has officially filed a federal lawsuit against Wisconsin after the Wisconsin Elections Commission declined to provide its unredacted voter rolls. The commission rejected the request earlier this month, determining that the Department of Justice had not provided a suitable explanation for how that information would be used and that state law explicitly prohibits them from sharing it. While redacted voter roll information is publicly available, the unredacted voter rolls contain personal information like Social Security numbers and driver's license information. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice proper snowmobile safety as trails begin to open across the state. According to agency officials, the two most common contributors to snowmobile crashes on trails are weak ice conditions and operating while impaired. Officials are reminding snowmobilers to ride sober this winter and monitor ice conditions before heading out. While the DNR does not monitor ice conditions itself, local organizations like fishing clubs and outfitters can provide additional safety information. Be careful with your snowmelt or salt this winter. It can be dangerous to your surroundings. Ag experts say the chemicals in many commercial brands of snowmelt are strong enough to cut through most ice and packed snow with just a small amount. So don't toss too much out there too often. The sodium and chemicals from snowmelt can seep into concrete and weaken it, can kill lawns, and contaminate groundwater if too much gets into the storm drains. Use a conservative amount, just a cup's worth for most front paths and driveways, and if it's too slick to get around, consider using sand or grit instead. State lawmakers will consider a proposal to make it easier for older school bus drivers to maintain their licenses next week. The proposed bill would reduce the frequency of commercial driver's license testing for school bus drivers who are over 70 years old from every 2 years to every 4 years. Lawmakers say about a quarter of school bus drivers in the state are over 65, and between the frequent testing and medical review process, the state has about 20% fewer school bus drivers than it did 20 years ago. The bill will receive a committee vote on January 7th. With the new year upon us, many people consider what lifestyle changes they can make to improve their health. For some, that may include assessing their alcohol consumption. Amanda Westfall is a community benefits specialist at Amplify Health by Gunderson.
It's a really great time of year to really reflect on your overall alcohol consumption. January is often a time for folks to look at their lifestyle habits and maybe think about some changes they can make to improve health and well-being for the year ahead. So Dry January is one kind of tactic or one strategy to look at that specific piece of health and well-being. Also, during the holidays, a lot of folks find themselves maybe drinking a little bit more. So it's a great time to take a step back, evaluate your overall drinking habits, and then maybe make some mindful changes for the future to help improve health and well-being.
She says you may see some great benefits if you reduce your alcohol intake.
You may find that you're sleeping better at night and that you are able to focus a little bit more. You have more energy during the day. Other benefits of reducing alcohol would be that mental health and well-being. You may find that you are having less feelings of anxiousness. You find that you're having better mood and mental clarity. As well as just that habit awareness. So taking a step back and taking a break from alcohol, again, can really help you evaluate your overall alcohol consumption so that you can make better choices or make mindful or informed choices in the future to help improve your health and well-being.
Westfall says there are different tactics to reducing your alcohol use.
One would be to really tap into your support system, find a friend or a family member that can participate with you so that can help you both stay accountable and give that support for each other. You can also look at alternatives. So mocktails are really popular right now. A lot of restaurants and establishments have various fancy mocktails on their menus for folks to try. And you can also try maybe different activities that don't, social activities or activities in general that don't involve drinking. Another piece of advice would be to set that goal for yourself. Identify those personal reasons for wanting to participate in Dry January.
As you consider your New Year's resolutions, give Dry January a try. The Friends of the Lower Wisconsin Riverway will be hosting a bonfire welcoming the new year Saturday from 3 to 7:30 just east of E5392 Jones Road in Spring Green. Look for Flo the paddlefish by the entrance. Park on either side of Jones Road and walk down the driveway to the bonfire area. The event will be a natural pyrotechnics display. Natural pyrotechnics technician Roger Reynolds will be orchestrating the burn as he will light his wood sculpture at 6. Be there by 3 if you want to be part of a group hike, snowshoe, cross-country, ski into the preserve and up the bluff before the sun sets. Everyone is welcome to attend and bring friends. This is a casual gathering of folks who care about the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway. There will be no main speaker, although anyone who would like is welcome to share their thoughts around the fire. Some people like to write down on paper negative things they want out of their lives and toss it into the fire. Children of all ages are also encouraged to feed old Christmas trees into a smaller fire. Dress for conditions, bring your own beverage, and be aware nylon-type clothing could get some holes from hot coals landing on and melting the fabric. Fancy expensive outerwear is not recommended.